with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you getting out of bed and turning us on, and we hopefully can do the same for you.
How'd you make that sound so creepy? That's just weird.
No, it's not. Get out and fire up a grill.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate y'all checking us out, and we want to help you get into some fall bounty right now. And one of the things Jop used to always like to talk about that I was never thrilled about was grilled romaine salad, and it kind of wore off on me. I started appreciating it, and now I like it.
Right.
So it's pretty cool because all you have to do is cut a stalk. You leave the romaine lettuce intact, wash it, let it dry out a little bit, cut it right down the middle in half. You leave that stalky end on the bottom end so the leaves don't fall off. And you brush it with some good EVO on the cut side, and you throw that on a medium grill with a little sea salt and cracked pepper, and you just grill it for like, oh, maybe 50 seconds on high heat, maybe a minute. I don't know. Not very long. You'll know when it's time to pull it off because the whole thing's going to want to start reducing.
Wilting.
So right before it gets wilted too much, you just whip it off. You throw it on a plate, and you have ready some different types of balsamics, Caesar dressings, whatever you like, some crushed walnuts or pecans, some chopped bacon. A reduced balsamic is nice.
Either blue some cheese. Feta or some blue cheese.
Blue cheese, yeah. Yes. And that makes a cool grilled salad.
It does. And when you put it on the grill, on it's hot like that, with a little bit of oil on there, you're going to get actually grill marks.
Oh, yeah.
On the lettuce. And so when you flip it over, it makes a really cool presentation.
It does. And as soon as you flip it off the grill is when you want to put that blue cheese on there. So it'll start to melt in just a little bit. Hit it with some salt and pepper and drizzle a reduced balsamic on there. It's all you need.
Right.
And bacon chunks.
Fabulous. Yeah, our friends at Old World Olive Company have a tangerine olive oil and a blood orange balsamic. And that combination with that crisp and the saltiness of the blue cheese and the fruitiness of those.
A mouse water.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
That's a great combination with the walnuts on there. Ooh, I just want to stop right now and go make one.
So you know something else that's nice to grill is sweet potatoes.
Yep.
And if you have a grilling basket, that's a great way to take care of any of the denser root vegetables. I saw a cool thing online where a guy was grilling, which I do from time to time if I have my Cajun grill out. I can put a wok in there. It's got that holder for the wok.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take like green beans, carrots, onions, beets, all these different types of vegetables, and you can get some grease going on your fire, and you can actually kind of saute them on your grill in a pan as well as regular grilling, and that makes a fantastic combination.
It does, and you've got the key with those root vegetables is cook them a little bit slower and plan on cooking them longer because you want them to soften a little bit, but you don't want them to burn on the outside.
Right.
So that pan that you're talking about, you know, with sweet potatoes, a little bit of molasses mixed with a little bit of fresh orange juice, and you roll those in there, maybe just a little bit of butter as well. But that combination of the molasses and the juice, the sweet and the acidity, is just a fantastic little kind of baste that you can put right on them when you're working with them in the pan right at the end. Just mix that up and then roll them around in that. Oh, man, because that molasses will caramelize a little bit and get a little bit crunchy right at the end, but you still got that orange flavor. I don't know why I'm hooked on orange
all
of a sudden.
I'm hungry. Stop it.
Man, that's a good combination to
put. Of course, Brussels sprouts are another nice thing to grill, and those I would recommend cutting them in half and putting them again in a vegetable basket. And I'm going to use like either butter or a butter-flavored EVO on those. I'm just going to keep mopping them and grilling them, flipping the basket over back and forth. And then when you serve them, then have a little touch of your balsamic, like an 18-year, and some little, again, bits of bacon, and God, they are good. And off the grill, they pick up a smokiness. It just changes that profile. They open up a little bit,
yep,
more so than frying them. And they're wonderful. They get a little bit crispy on the outside leaves as they start to curl off. They're just
chewy. A
little
cracked salt on there, and those are good. The acorn squash, Bob, everybody knows what those are. They're the dark green ones that look like the shape of an acorn, right?
Right.
When I grill these, I cut the top off them, slice it flat like you're almost like taking a pumpkin, right, with the stem. And then you take that off there and carve the seeds out. But then I also go down to the bottom of the acorn and nip that a little bit so it'll sit flat on the grill. And you don't want to dig too deep on that bottom end because you don't want to open the cavity. Brown sugar, butter, put that cap back on there. You're going to want to cook those with indirect heat because you're taking a while to heat that entire flesh of that squash and you haven't opened it up, so it's going to take longer. So set your grill up where the heat's on the left, the squash are on the right, or vice versa, and cook those slow. You'll know, take the top off if that sugar's melted and that butter's melted in there. Good 45 minutes to an hour, maybe. Grill's set on 300. Those things are fabulous. And what a cool little presentation, because you take it off and you put it on a plate and it's the whole squash. You take the cap off it and eat it like a bowl of soup. Ha! Wunderbar, man. One of my favorite vegetables, those acorn
squash. You can do
that
same thing with pumpkin.
Yep.
You know, just cutting it into more like quarters or something so that basically you're making a bowl you can grill in.
Yeah.
And that skin on a pumpkin is really tough, just like on an acorn. Acorn squash is probably even a tougher skin.
Right.
Because that's really thick and barky. But the pumpkin are nice because if you cut them into the right size pieces and they arc up real nice, you can just throw some butter and brown sugar in there and just a little bit of nutmeg or cinnamon. Or both.
Yeah.
And then just leave them on the grill, you know, low heat, shut the grill, let that brown sugar and butter do its thing. And you got pumpkin pie right there, man. Now, that is a tasty dessert, and that's a fall item. You know, you can only get pumpkin and acorn this time of year, so it's that time to start doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've really learned to love on the grill is cabbage. And again, that's in a basket, and I'm going to go with like a sriracha, or I'm going to take a sriracha and put some rice vinegar in it and make up a like a sort of vinegary hot sauce out of that, and I'm going to brush that on the cabbage. I'm going to hit it with some sea salt, and I'm going to grill it just like a wedge of romaine. I'm going to make it that profile so I have the open grain of the cabbage,
right,
yet pinned together in a basket because it wants to just blow apart on you.
Right.
But if you can pin that thing together and you hit it with that combination, you get a wonderful like grilled oriental cabbage that you can finish it off, dust it off with something else on the end, you know.
Right. The magic of the cabbage is that when you cut it like that and you've opened it up, there's hundreds of little crevices
in
there.
Yeah.
And that seasoning gets down in there. And when you cook that side down first and the basket gets some marks on there, turn it over to get the other side done. When you put it on a plate, it just kind of falls apart.
Yep.
But all those colors in there, sriracha's red, right? Rice vinegar makes it that's, again,
I'm wondering if you've ever grilled fennel.
I've used it as a spice. I've never grilled it as a dish.
Right, because I've seen pictures of it online, and I couldn't really imagine doing that, and I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
It's an interesting flavor. I mean, I don't know how to, if you've had fennel, you know what it's talking about. It can be a little overpowering to have too much of it at one time, but it seems to me that when you mix it in with things, it's more of that, again, that oriental flavor kind of leans a little Asian for me.
Well, my sister used to make a fennel-based turkey stuffing, which was really a cool profile.
Right, again, a flavor
and
that
seasoning. I really loved it as, but you know, I was just curious about that. So what I was wondering is, do you ever grill stuffed peppers?
Stuffed peppers, to me, are not my favorite thing. It depends on what they're stuffed with.
Because really you do every time you make a stuffed jalapeno.
Well, yeah.
That's a grilled stuffed pepper. So you can do this same thing with like a green pepper or a red pepper. You have to do your homework in advance, though. And with those, you're going to have to pre-cook your rice because it'll never cook on the grill.
Right.
So if you have some nice cooked wild rice and some pork sausage or veal or burger or combination thereof, venison. You can mix those together with some onions, and I might throw just a little bit of shredded cheese in them, and I'm going to put a scoop of that in a half of a green pepper, and I'm going to put oil on the outside skin of that pepper, and I'm going to throw it on low heat. Fill a bunch of those up, and then just sprinkle a little cheese over the top, and that's not a bad way to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming up next, you're not going to want to miss this interview. Barbecue Bob is like a kid in a candy store. He talked with Mark Hillman, who's the president of American Barbecue Systems, about this new smoking machine that he's pulling around on his truck. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.